team, another episode of Journey with Michael and Ryan. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are we all doing out there in listening podcast land? Hope you're having a great week. We certainly are, constantly flipping and moving and changing and diving and ducking and weaving and morphing and leveling and all the good things.
It's a busy life, Michael.
It certainly is. And brother, this is going to be the last one for you for a little while. You're going to go head off to Brazil.
Yeah, last podcast for 6 weeks, brother.
Yeah.
Off to Brazil for 6 weeks, going over to have a honeymoon, to have a friend's wedding over there, to visit Venusia, my partner's family. It's going to be beautiful. She's having a baby. Oh, not Venusia's having a baby, but her sister's having a baby while we're over there. So it's going to be cool.
Uncle Rhino.
Uncle Rhino. That's it. I got my New Zealand nephew and about to have a nephew from Brazil.
Cool.
A little Brazilian connection there.
Yeah. It's exciting, man. I love seeing you guys just putting it all together and planning and going over, and obviously you're moving out as well together and you're going to get a new place, so there's lots of change going on around here, but it feels amazing.
Beautiful time for change.
Yeah.
Beautiful time. Well, we've been here for 2 years, brother, so it's been an expansive 2 years.
It really has.
We've started a podcast and a business.
We did. we did all that.
We're doing the thing.
And we've just been fumbling along and fucking it up as we always go.
That's it.
We're still here.
We're still here.
I think that's the magic.
Totally.
So a nice short, sharp, punchy one, because obviously Ryan's got to go and do some packing and get his things all sorted. So this week we're going to just drop a few little golden nuggets just on something that, so we're obviously back doing our rebirth facilitated training, apprenticing under our teachers, and there's always big things, the aspects that come up from the weekends, and it was a particularly huge weekend just gone. I can still feel it energetically. I'm still very low, and I know you're the same.
Totally.
And what a theme is coming through that kind of has been quite prevalent last few months of going into it is the theme of like ancestral trauma or ancestral lineage that's being passed through families, genetics, behaviors, all that sort of stuff, and to landing where you are in your life now. And yeah, so I think we'll be able to get a few little cool little drop nuggets there, just kind of go into the theme of it, the process, and basically just how you can own that. And not be a victim of that as well, so you can actually make the change in this lifetime for you to be able to not pass it on to your kids and they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, totally, man. And I suppose we'll premise this for us, like when it comes to rebirthing, it's like when we're working with clients, we're working with what's present and with them in the moment. Yes, there's going to be ancestral aspects or situations or events or beliefs that get passed down generation to generation. And some people might try bypass the work in this life and try to like, oh no, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It has everything to do with my ancestors. But even if it's showing up in your life, it's like it's your responsibility to deal with the way in which it's affecting your life now. You know, through epigenetics, through the breath, you can change your internal environment so that you can change those relationships that you have with your ancestors, you know, with the things that have been passed on.
So you're just now taking more ownership of what's residing within you, of your reality makeup right now.
Yeah, we just disclaimer, you're not allowed to be a victim. Pretty much it, right?
I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, and just packaging it in that tough love kind of scenario right there is, yeah, do you choose to be the victim of your past circumstance? And we were talking in the car yesterday, and this might not be 100% factually true, but in the roundabout way, I remember reading something or listening to someone talking about, I think it's only 13 generations that, you know, from like 2,000 years ago where Christ lived to like now. You know, so, and then out there it's obviously doubling, tripling. It's like how many people are within that?
Totally. And then and then you, like, it's just very simple math to even figure out how many people are potentially going to impact you even in those 13 generations. Like if you just have to multiply double 13 times, so you've got, you know, 2, your parents, 4, all of your grandparents, 8 great great grandparents, 16 great 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 grandparents, 32, 64, there's a great test in Ryan's math, 124, 200 and what do we got there? 48. What do we got from there? 400 and was that 90? No, 88, 84, whatever. But you see like how much impact it is. So it's like there's thousands of people that could potentially impact your life and the way in which you showed up. And it's like the fact that you're here is a gift and a miracle.
The tourniquet, well, the journey of you being right here is so super profound. Like, be so grateful for that, because you think about the battles, the wars, the different levels of consciousness over those 13 generations. So for you to actually be sitting here and have survived all of that lineage to come and be right here in this time, in this now, like, that is a great gift. Totally. That's a huge gift. And so to, because we see it with just people in general, and, you know, especially if they've started to see the world in a different way, or they're going, taking a little bit more spiritual, you know, ride on life, and they've got a past regression therapy session, or, you know, they're moving into some different breathworks or altered state of consciousness, and they're starting to visit different parts of themselves and different lands, and knowing it's not theirs, but it is yours, because you are here with it,
and it's affecting you now.
Yes. Yeah. And so what are you going to do about it? And this is where coming into your different tools and your work and things like that, for you to be able to just change the slate, change your own epigenetics, change the epigenetics for your kids and for your future generations coming forward from here. And this is why it's such heavy work sometimes, you know, when you're breaking generational cycles.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. So it's like, it's such a funny concept and paradox, because it's like, it's your responsibility to deal with it, but it might take utilizing different therapies for you to actually overcome it. You know, like, say for the breath example, it's actually not supported me in landing in the same place that family constellation therapies did, because it's like there was a disconnect, because there was just one family member out of place. So it's like, I could go back and heal up to that place where it was out of place, and then there was an unknown there. So like, the utilization of different tools and techniques and different therapies is ultimately going to support you in all of that.
And if you don't know what we're talking about with family constellations, go back about 4 or 5 episodes, and we did one there with the master herself, Sonia. So both Ryan and I have gone and done sessions with her, and it has really, like, energetically shifted some things very quickly.
It's really interesting. Yeah. You feel like there was a struggle there, and now it's no longer there. It's interesting, but we can't talk about it. That's an interesting part of the therapy as well. It's like, for 4 weeks afterwards, you're not meant to talk about it. So it's like really interesting, because it just gives you the opportunity to process. And it's been really interesting, because most of the people in the house have gone into it, and everyone's just coming back with these little secrets of things that have happened to them. And like, normally you come out of a breathwork session or an ayahuasca ceremony, you're straight into integration and talking about the experience and what happened. And this one, you just got to like
you let it land. And then you just see the changes of your family around you. That's how you know that it's working. Like,
totally.
Instantly the day of, like, I got a call from my mom, was moving some stuff with her, and then ipso facto moving into some stuff with dad, and then catching up with him, and then my sister, and all it's just like blowing me away.
Totally.
So yeah, ancestral trauma, ancestral lineage, ancestral cycles, whatever you want to call it, generational curses, you know, they all have their different names. It's up to you whether or not you want to carry that on or not. And if you don't, well then, you know, armor up, battle up, because if you're taking on that precipice, that challenge for you to change it, it's big work.
Maybe we go into, how do you think someone could identify that if a struggle is theirs based on something they've done in this life, or it's something like a lesson that they're potentially being made to rectify in this life?
I think for starters, come out to like a wide angle lens of your life overall. Have a look at what it is that you've patterned right from being a kid, and then you kind of are all the way to being an adult, and what is that patterning, and then are there similar patterns within your family as well that are showing, that are similar or not, and then you can kind of from that grasp what's been your nurture, what's been your environment, what's been your epigenetics, and if there are common themes within the family, well then my understanding would be that's kind of, you know, the testament. So like, for example, through my family, through my dad's side, there's generational guilt that's passed down. Like, I look at my grandparents, my grand and papa, and you know, they live in an energy of guilt, been passed on to my dad. You know, it was on to me. You know, I there was a lot of work that I need to work through that, and I see when I fall into that as well. And so that would be something, because I've looked at a wide angle lens, it's running through different generations within my family, and I can see, I'm like, okay, well, that's going to be some bigger stuff that's being passed through and is being held on and is being passed on.
Totally. And for you, it's not like you went straight to that fact of like, no, let's just push it onto the family unit as a whole. It's like, now let's work through my own guilt first, yeah. The guilt I'm feeling, heal myself of that, realizing that there's still like a little chink in the armor. Mm. It's not like affecting you so much because you've read a lot of the underlying stuff. Then there's just like, damn, why is it that keeps happening? Even though myself, I feel like I've moved through my stuff.
Yep.
Then you can start to look into the deeper connection with the family.
Mm. And even now, just having conversations with my dad, and I can navigate it better because I understand the feeling better, because I've really gone into it and felt it. And then now I can have more empathy and hold more space for him when I'm wanted to bring up more challenging conversations to deepen our relationship.
Totally. And then, yeah, you can actually approach the conversation with more empathy as well, because you can understand that it may not be their fault. It's actually maybe something that's just being passed on,
yep,
just to be rectified. And it sort of landed, the buck's landed with you to sort of take that responsibility to, I guess, not pass it on to the next generation energetically yourself.
Mm. And even my sister, I see it as well.
Mm.
She holds a lot of guilt for all of that, but she's came and done a rebirth at our breath work, and she finally felt it in the physical form, like weighing her down. And so that would be my little tip on kind of like just trying to work out like what's the themes that run through your family, because there will be some themes.
Totally.
You know, and if you can go back far enough, you're gonna have some sort of family that was in some battle and war. And I mean, you know, you got World War I, World War II, even just in the last two or three generations that you can still remember through story, through your family, or you might know your great grandparents who, you know, pretty close. So yeah, I guess that's what we're talking about here today.
Mm. Yeah, it's an interesting journey, because it's like, yeah, you can easily just bypass, you can easily just pass the blame onto others, but it's like, as you know, the men we are, we take responsibility for the actions we take in the way in which things are happening in our life. So it's like, all right, let's fix this for the family.
Because it's like twofold that's coming to me now. So there's the process of being like, aha, ah, yeah, I've tapped into that, so that makes more sense about what I do. And then the awareness becomes heightened, and then it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do with that awareness? So it's not just stopping at that, oh, okay, well, that's who I am. That makes sense. It's kind of like a diagnosis, right? It's like, oh, yes, that's there. All right, well, I'm just going to now continue that on and repeat that.
Totally.
Are you going to do something about it? And both are fine. You know, like, it's like one way or the other. Like, it's okay. It's what your level of happiness for your life is, right?
Totally.
But yeah, that's what I can see. And it's like the twofold thing. Once you start going deeper and you're seeing like, oh, yes, that links with that, and that links with that. And that's like, ah, that actually makes more sense now. I understand myself a bit more. Now do I want to continue being that way?
Totally. And then I suppose you take it upon yourself whether or not it's your journey to heal that aspect of yourself and of others. Because all of it's a constant choice. You know, you may be placed here at this time in your family lineage just to rectify certain things, or you may be placed here to compound certain things. You know, you don't really know. Realistically, you're not really going to know until you look further generations down. You're like, shit, I passed that on to my kids. Damn it, they've passed it on to their grandkids. All right, okay.
What?
Merely their responsibility to deal with that.
Yep. And I see the patterns I've passed on to my daughter. Yeah, big time. You know, so, but how do I just keep becoming the heightened leveled man for I can help her when she, or if she so does wish later on down her life?
What do you think it happens with that? And say, like, you're a parent, you realize that you've handed these things on to your kids. Do you think that if you were to heal that aspect of you, there's a part of it being healed for them as well? Or do you think it's actually their journey to fix that aspect?
I think both.
Both, yeah.
I think both. Because when you're working with energetics, time and distance doesn't matter. Certainly. And so you're always going to be connected energetically, especially if you've created, you know, someone.
Mm.
So the more that I'm doing within myself, even though, you know, Bella's in a different country and you know, a long way away, I still feel that the work that I'm doing is having profound impacts on her for the rest of her life and the rest of my family. I can see it. It just takes however long it needs to take. You know, like one by one, they're all coming in. It's like, you know, my mum got rebirthed by me, and my little sister Diane got rebirthed by you, and it helped her, and she's come and done a course, and then my other sister and her husband have now come and had breath work and moving into the realm. You know, I took my dad away the other night. We just started having like dropping into some deeper conversation just to try and just to work through things and take those emotional edges off so we can deepen our relationship. So I think, yeah, it's definitely a twofold, because the work that you're doing, A, people in your purview see you showing up differently, so they get curious, and so they want to know and ask questions, and then B, the work's being done on them energetically that they, you know, if they're just in a bit more of an unconscious state, they maybe don't realize, but it's still, you're doing it, you know, you're doing the heavy lifting, doing the heavy loading, and it just takes one person to really just be like, I'm going to take ownership of this, and I'm going to make some changes.
Yeah, totally, man. And there's potentially going to be resistance.
Yeah.
You know, because people push back against change. Mm. And people will push back even against you changing. Because one, like, you shift. And two, it means they have to change the way in which they see you.
Mm.
And for some people, they're just unwilling to do that. You know, and if you take that on as a burden, or if you again, become a victim to it, like, well, why aren't you seeing me differently? You know, I'm doing all this work, then, you know, it takes the energy away from it, and then it takes the whole reason for you doing the work just becomes mucky. It becomes clouded in the judgment of others and the judgment, well, the perceived judgment of others on yourself.
Mm.
Interesting life, Mike.
Interesting life. Well, guys, that's it. Short and sharp and hard and fast for you all this week. Hopefully you took a couple little nuggets away from that. I will be with you next week, and I'm going to bring on some guests. You're going to be having a couple of solo episodes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun while Ryan's going away and doing his thing and enjoying those nice South American summer that's a lot longer than New Zealand.
Totally. Totally. It's going to be a beautiful thing. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for being here. Just a short start and sweet one. I mean, if you guys want to, honestly, go have a listen back at that Family Constellation episode. Go back and listen to all the episodes that me and Mike play. There's gold nuggets in every single one of them.
And we thank you for listening. We love you all. We'll be here next week.
Beautiful.
Sure.